AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I got a spike.
I got a spike.
That was the most, that was so good. Oh, trying to like thread the needle on the mic to do the clap.
Okay.
All right. We...
Sorry.
Do you want
to? No, I was going to see if Stefan was going to, but you go for it.
Stefan's not a guest anymore.
That's true.
In my opinion.
That's true.
Unless you'd like to be the guest.
What is this, my third time or something?
Or fourth or fifth, yeah.
I'm still kind of like on the edge of guest status. Yeah. But you actually wanna... this particular episode will propel me past guest status.
I think so, yeah. Do you want to do the theme then?
We are shameful. But not as shameful as we could be.
Welcome back, listeners, to Shame on Me. I'm Janet.
I'm Jimmy.
I don't know who I am today.
He's James.
My computer says Mark, so I'll go with that.
Mark and Stefan and James all joining us for this very special themed episode of Shame on Me.
Yeah. Wow. It's going to be a good one.
I'm stoked.
I bet you are.
Special edition.
We teased it last week.
That's true.
Stefan suggested we review TS12.
Yes.
And now here we are.
Yep.
Janet is repping the orange sweatshirt.
Yep.
Which I don't know if it was intentional or not, because the album color is orange.
It was not.
Not intentional.
No.
I figured it was not intentional once you didn't know. I assume you meant to put it on intentionally today.
I did choose it, yeah. But not because of T-Swift.
You know, that's the way, we'll get into it, but that's the way Taylor just worms her way into our lives.
I guess these aren't really orange.
I wouldn't, no, those are mustard.
These are
honey mustard. Spicy mustard.
Okay, should we got to start with our lives.
We got to do truths or lies.
We probably should go quickly through them.
Yeah, I hope you guys have a lot to say, or not, I don't know.
You've got enough to say for all of us, which is good.
Which isn't the point.
No, but that's not the point. I don't know where my phone is.
Okay, I'm pulling mine up. Stefan, you got
yeah,
yours
I've
ready?
Yeah, I've got my notes ready. I've got my truths and lies.
Okay, I'll go first. Okay. Number one, I almost died because of Taylor Swift this week.
Okay.
Number two, I discovered a dream I wrote in my notes app to share. With everybody.
Okay.
Might not happen this week, but I did discover that. Number three, there was an explosion in my apartment.
False, true, true.
And I do have a fourth. Taylor played a game of two truths and a lie with Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, I watched some of the clips of that interview.
False,
but
and
I don't.
And then three truths.
True, 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 false. Or false,
yeah,
true,
false,
true, true. Okay, what do you say?
Okay, so first one
I almost
was,
died.
Yeah, I'm going to say true. Oh my God.
I discovered a dream in my notes app.
I'm going to say false. I'm going to say, yeah, I don't know why. I'm just going to say false.
Okay. There was an explosion in my apartment.
Oof. That's the lore of this is deep. And I.
Yeah, you know the story of the explosions in my apartment?
Mm-mm.
Sometimes I just forget a can of Coke in the freezer.
Yeah.
So very possible.
So yeah. It's kind of like when I say that I haven't been drinking. And then Jimmy says that he's had an explosion. It's like a very similar, it's like, it's probably not true.
But it's been true before.
But it's been true before, and also, like, it could be, this could be the time it's true. I'm going to say not true.
Okay.
And then...
she played a game of two truths and a lie with Jimmy Fallon.
I did watch some of... Probably didn't, but maybe she did. I'm going to say false.
Okay. I almost died because of Taylor Swift. True.
Yeah. Car accident?
No.
Oh.
I forget. I must have had like something. I got something out of my teeth or something. And then I was listening to Elizabeth Taylor and I inhaled really quickly because like the I'd cry. And then I choked on it.
I don't know. Listen to the song or?
No, this is
deep into the
list. Yeah. It was probably a few days ago. Probably like Tuesday or Wednesday.
So you already knew this?
No.
Oh.
I
just
keep
assumed
secrets.
It was true.
Oh, I just love how you're like, yeah, it was deep in. Like, you're just like, knew exactly. It's like, oh.
I like that. I did discover a dream I wrote in my notes app.
Okay.
Okay. It's titled Outdoor Boys. Dream that went, I've spelled Ivy, went in SC6KK, becoming loop with Outdoor Boys.
What?
I don't know. Was in Beth Oasis in the city. Sad by dad, said I stuck guys. They many Oreo play OT tennis. His dad loved it.
Of course.
His dad loved it. D&D Garfield kooks like a D-O-B-G, Dobg, under a budget. And D, I'm walking checkers. Fuck again, nothing if fun about this baby.
Written in your sleep too.
Can we post this on Instagram, please?
And it was there, but there was also strange energy from perfume.
Yeah, well, yeah. Ooh. Wow. So did you wake up in the middle of the night and write it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
There was an explosion in my apartment. There was no explosion in my apartment, but I did forget to set a timer about the Coke
that's
I put in my fridge
or
freezer, and then we saved it.
I was close.
And Taylor did not play a game of two truths and a lie, but she did say the words two truths and a lie on Jimmy Fallon's show. So that was very exciting for me.
Thanks,
I think she's
Taylor.
Listening.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. The game's never been invented before. So.
They did like five statements and one truth kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You want to go next or do you want me to go next?
You're eating your sandwich, I'll go.
We're really speedrunning this. Mm-hmm. Last week, the, what am I trying to say? The two truths and a lie went past an hour.
Yeah, which they often do, honestly.
Yeah.
Leads to a lot of conversation.
We just have the,
it's kind of what we got going on.
Agenda, so
yeah.
Makes sense that we're starting with it. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. I got three. Number one, I randomly saw the Stars goalie when I was in Dallas this week.
Okay.
Number two, I puked after the Batman ride at Six Flags Over Texas. Number three, I replicated Bobby Orr's famous goal picture at ball hockey, the one where he scores the Stanley Cup winning goal and is flying through the air.
Oh my God.
And I'll quickly show it. I got my show and tell pad here.
So it's true then. That
no,
one's
you're showing
truth.
The Bobby
well,
Orr.
No, it's a picture of Bobby Orr.
I know the picture. Do you know the picture?
No.
Wow.
I like how you brought your iPad for or
he's
your
ready.
Thing.
Well,
for...
it's hard to see.
Yeah.
Please tell me you've seen this picture.
No, I've never seen that
oh
picture.
My God.
Okay. Well,
sorry.
I've seen
it's at every hockey rink and every like bar.
Oh man, I want all of these to be true, but I also think that you like you're playing the game too because you're like, oh. I didn't see the Stars goalie. I saw the Stars like right winger, and I didn't puke on the Batman after the bat. I puked on the Batman ride, or I puked on after a different ride.
He knows how the game is played.
I'm gonna go true Stars goalie, false Batman, and true Bobby Orr.
I don't think I can vote on the first two because I feel like I might know. On the third one, I'm just not gonna vote.
I've already put
in my guesses.
On the
third one, I'm gonna say no, because I feel like you would have told me about it yesterday when you got back from ball hockey. But
unless I was saving it.
Well, this is the thing.
That is the thing about the podcast. It really affects all relationships.
I think peanut butter and jam sandwich might be the worst food to eat on a podcast.
Well, if you keep talking like that, yeah.
Okay, you guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Bobby Orr was true.
Oh.
Someone from my team like shot it in from our own end, got a big juicy rebound, came out to the left, and I like rushed in. I was like, man, I gotta like grab this thing, and I gotta quickly like skate over to the other side and bury this. So I like go over, grab this thing, just like motor my way to the other side, and as I'm like going over and swooping, I like, you know, I like push the ball in on the backhand, and there's like a defender that comes out of nowhere, and he's just like coming super fast at me, and he somehow just gets like tangled up. So I just go like flying, like as I'm shooting it in, and I'm just like, yeah. And then I get up off the ground and I just do like a fist bump, and I'm like,
that's incredible. I'm so happy for you.
I'm happy for
I
you.
I really wish I got that on video, but obviously no one comes to these.
I do want to say, though, you did just use the phrase juicy rebound.
Yeah.
I've never heard you talk like that, and I didn't like it.
Well, I liked it. I liked it.
It's a common...
I'm aware, but I'm just letting you know where
Rue's
I'm at.
Rue's like, I don't like it when you guys fight.
Yeah, Rue just turned away.
So use it more.
Okay.
That's a very common, like, hockey.
I know.
Yeah, you're in the wrong here,
I
Janet.
I know, but I don't like it. I'm aware. Ugh. Okay, anyways. It's just... Okay. Okay, what do you got next?
Yes, the Batman ride, puking on that, did not happen.
Yes.
I'm not really much of a ride puker. We rode the ride.
Rides are starting to not make me feel good.
Yeah, rides never.
They make my head feel awful.
It was. I wouldn't be riding multiple rides. Like, we went to Six Flags last Monday, like my parents and I. And yeah, we rode this Batman ride, and my dad and I rode it. And it was just extremely intense. Pretty fun, but.
Was it a fly one? Like, where you.
No. It's just a lot of, like, a lot of loop de loops.
Okay. Just like a normal roller coaster train.
Yeah, you're like latched in, goes up, and then you have a big drop, and then it's basically just like loop de loops, and you're just like upside down, like fast.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was kind of fun. Did not puke. Very cool. But also that kind of ties into the randomly saw the Stars goalie. So when we were at Six Flags, my parents and I, it was actually a Dallas Stars event where we would like meet the players. So that one is false, because I did not.
It's not random.
Fuck you, man.
That's why I was like, I don't think I can say it, because I do know you met Ander, and I know it wasn't random.
I stood in the line for 1.5 hours to get my picture with Jake Ottinger and get an autograph.
Man, fuck you. I fucking knew it. I
fucking knew it.
And then as we were leaving, we also got in another line and met Matt Duchene and Ilya Lyubushkin, who are also pretty good players.
Yeah, that was a good job, Bib. That was like you're playing the game.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
How to play the game.
Yeah, fuck.
So yeah, those are mine, and yeah, it was an eventful week.
I'm glad the spirit of the thing was still true, though.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I was pretty stoked about it. It's such a like surreal feeling meeting, you know, these like superstars you see on TV all the time. Like, you just don't know what to say. Like, you stand an hour for an hour, or you stand in line for an hour and a half, and then like. You're suddenly like getting closer to the front, and you're like, oh shit, like this is happening. And then like you feel so rushed because there's like so many people.
Yeah, it's like 2 minutes or something less. Yeah.
So I just like went up, and I'm like asking him like how he's doing, whatever. Like I didn't even tell him to have a good season, like, which I obviously should have had.
God damn it, Stefan.
Well, we don't really need them to have a good season against the Flames.
True. But I still like them as a team.
Yeah, that's true.
They are like the anti-Oiler team.
That's true.
But yeah, we got some got a picture with them, and yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
I feel like that is probably similar. I haven't been to very many book signings, but that's probably a similar thing where you like stand in line for a really long time to meet the author. You really get like, yeah, like 30 seconds with them. It's very quick. You're
and
nervous.
There's no way to make what you want to say. Or,
no.
Like, to distill all of your feelings about this person.
No.
Even if it's, like, you know, a random third-line defenseman or whatever. You can't distill all of those things into a 30-second interaction.
No, you really can't.
In a way that's appropriate.
No. without just like terrifying them.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. I love you so much. I think about you all the time. Yeah. You are like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, and you just know that you won't be memorable at all, which is fine. Like, they're not going to remember. But you just know to them it's so like insignificant. Yeah. But to you, it's like, you're like, oh, this is very cool. So, but you just know that, like, you know, when Jake Odger takes the ice for the first game, like against the Winnipeg Jets, you know, he's not thinking about his like picture with you. You know, he's thinking about like the hockey game in front of him. He'll never think about me ever again.
Aww.
This took a turn.
Wow, that was dark.
God damn.
But also,
he thought about you for 30 seconds while you were
true.
In front
and
of
he was
him.
Actually very nice. We were actually very surprised. He was very nice and like very calm and chill. And he was asking us, like, my dad like couldn't get a good picture, and he was like, oh, take your time, like, settle down, like, because, you know, like, he wasn't looking during the first picture. Like, I had my eyes closed in one. A lot of times with celebrities, they're like, yeah, we get, like, one shot at your picture.
Don't miss your chance to blow.
Yeah. Like, Alden and I, many years ago, we, you know, Jimmy Carr, the comedian?
Yeah.
So we went and saw Jimmy Carr. He was at, like...
knows. Shit. He's modeled his laugh.
I have not. That is a fucking lie. I'm taking that completely out. I will not allow that to stand anywhere. I will not. Or does that mean that it is, that's too, did I make it too personal? Oh, fuck.
Anyways, wow. This is a long time ago. Sorry. This is a long time ago. We were super young, just wanted to, like, Alden just loves Jimmy Carr, so we went and saw him. And anyways, after the event, we're like walking like home after, because this place was pretty close to where Alden lived at the time. And we see Jimmy Carr driving out in this like limo-y type SUV thing. And Alden's like, oh man, I need my picture with him. I need to like talk.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Whatever. So you go up to the car, rolls down his window. He's actually, like, nice enough to talk to us. And Alden, like, hands him his phone. He's like, or no, Alden, like, took his phone. He's like, oh, can I get a quick selfie with you? She, like, turns around with phone in hand, and Alden's, like, very drunk. So he's like trying to take a selfie, drops the phone, guy just darts off, and Alden's like,
that's exactly what I would do if I was Jimmy Carr in that situation and a very drunk person.
Damn.
Honestly, I would probably do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I simply cannot do this.
Yeah,
right,
that's
now.
Too bad.
Oh,
nice,
man.
Nice, mortifying.
It's a good
experience.
Story. I've never heard that story before.
Really?
No.
Oh, I swore I told.
I don't think so. That's a good one.
Guys,
like,
please don't fight. Please stop fighting.
It's making me uncomfortable.
Ruse isn't able to sleep. Okay, that was good.
Okay.
Good truths and lies.
I have five.
What was that? Two truths, one lie? No, two lies, one truth. Two lies, one truth.
Two lies, one truth.
Okay, so we're... I like how we're not staying true to two truths or a lie and a lie at all.
No.
Because you're the only one that had three.
Yeah.
So we're fucked.
I only had four, and then I came up with a fifth one as we were sitting here.
Hit it.
Okay. Well, one of them's like kind of a gimme. I lost my spark this week.
Yeah, that's believable.
That's my first one. We talked about last weekend that I got my spark back. I was sparky last weekend. No, just like my spark.
A rebound.
Yeah.
A
but
big,
I lost
juicy
it
rebound.
Again this week. This is one of my
juicy spark.
I don't like it.
Got your juice back?
I manifested something great yesterday.
Oh.
I gave Stefan the ick yesterday.
Believable.
I woke up in a really good headspace. And then the last one, no, I'll save the last one for after we do these ones.
Okay. First one, I lost the spark, right?
Yeah.
False.
I don't know what this, I'm just thinking spark is your voice, so I'm going to go yes. Well, also, you're feeling a bit like under the weather, so. Okay. Yes, true.
You think I lost it? No, you think I have it?
Well, you said you lost it and then got it back.
I said I lost my spark this
week. Got it back last week, lost it this week.
Yeah, the truth or lie is I lost my spark this week.
You didn't lose your spark.
Okay, so you're saying
two falses.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you?
No, keep going.
Okay. Manifested something great yesterday.
True.
Okay. Yeah, it's got to be true.
Okay. Gave Stefan the ick.
False. Because he didn't seem to notice. He didn't seem to know what that
I'm
was about.
I'm going to say false. And if that's true, then explain.
Prove it.
I woke up in a great headspace.
No.
Okay. You got one right.
Fuck.
Okay. So I feel like I did lose my spark this week.
R.I.P.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's a journey.
Mm-hmm. I would have been annoyed if you were just right back.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
it would have been weird, right?
Not how it happens for me, no. So I'd be jealous.
Yeah,
why did
fair.
You,
envious.
Why'd you randomly lose your spark?
You know, work is
that that's a thing that just happened. Like
work
I work.
You know, it's just
you gotta have all of those needs filled, and
sometimes you're just in that headspace.
You're just surviving sometimes, you know.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. Okay, I manifested something great yesterday. False. I manifested something horrible. Do you remember?
That's good. That's good shit.
Something horrible happened.
This is so funny because what had happened, I said, I'm going to use this for the podcast yesterday. And you said, oh, yeah, you should.
Yeah, there was something dumb.
Okay, so Stefan was sitting on the couch where Rue is sitting right now. And Rue was sitting.
Oh, God, I remember.
Where I am sitting. And I was sitting over, like, beside where you are.
Rue was sitting where you were sitting?
Yeah. Because Rue had stolen my spot.
I sure hope all of this is relevant because that made me do a lot of brain burn.
So I looked over at this couch from there and I saw something on this on the back of the couch. And I was like, Stefan, there's a spider. There's a spider. It's going for Rue. And I, of course, wasn't going to do anything because that's not my job.
And you sounded the alarm.
Yeah, Stefan was kind of like, he was like kind of a little slow on the uptake. It happens. He'd had some substances. It's all good. I'm like, it's moving toward Rue. You need to get it before it gets her. And then we realized it was just a fly and it flew away.
Did you have substances? That seems like a crazy reaction.
Oh, yeah.
No, I had like two drinks.
Substances.
So substances. Barely. Barely substances. I do not do spiders. No spiders. Mm-mm.
It's going to get her.
I was, it was going to get her. It was going to go
on. It was going to get her. The famous dog killing spiders.
I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking that it was going to crawl on her and then it was going to be harder to kill. It was going to be a whole thing.
You know what happened to me last night?
What?
A spider crawled on my foot.
Shut up.
Yeah. Ugh. You did manifest something awful.
Well,
and
so
we're all affected by it.
Wait. 10 seconds later, I look behind the couch and there is a massive spider crawling on the
baseboard.
This
big? Really? Did you take a picture of it?
No.
That's okay. We're larger than a toonie, more like golf ball size.
Okay, maybe not that big, but it was bigger than it needed to be. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Bigger than it should be. Anyways, so like 10 seconds after we were like, oh, it was just a fly, then the massive spider crawled along the baseboards.
That is pretty crazy.
It's all because you were saying, like, why is there a spider near Rue? And then all of a sudden, it's like, well, there is a spider.
Yeah.
It's just not what we thought it
was.
Yeah,
I manifested the bad thing.
Yeah, your intuition was buzzing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bugging.
Bugging. I gave Stefan the ick. Well, apparently not, but it felt like that in the moment. Maybe it was more me projecting.
Kid it.
We were watching Love is Blind, and the couple was sitting there on the couch. This season is wild, by the way. Holy fuck, these people are crazy. What is wrong with Denver that these people are insane? All of them.
No, we could probably dissect that another time.
Yeah. This couple is sitting on the
Arc'teryx
daybed. Yeah. See, that's the vibe you'd think, and it's not that vibe. It's not like the mountainy. No, not like the mountainy
vibe.
But I feel like there are layers to the Arc'teryx and Bloodstone culture.
Okay. That maybe we do need to get
where it's like it's not that you have to be outdoorsy, it's that you have to fit into this box, even though you might not fit into that box.
I don't even know if these people fit into this box.
Because you're crazy.
I don't know. Anyways, they're very douchey. All of them are horrible. Wow. And then so they're sitting on the couch and one of them makes like the stud finder joke and she's like beep beep over his chest. So I look at Stefan.
Let's go.
And I go beep, 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 immediately I was like, did you hate that?
Because I should not have done that. Should not have done that.
I really immediately.
She did it, and I almost had like no reaction. I kind of was like,
yeah, you just stone face stared at me. We both were immediately like, why did you do that?
Did that make you laugh after, or was it just like, oh yeah, we got to move past this
one? I think we laughed
real quick.
Yeah,
we laughed because I said immediately, like, wow, I really regret everything that just happened. Yeah, we both laughed after. And then I woke up in a great headspace. No, I woke up with a massive headache.
I got two then.
Yeah. Oh, two. Yeah, that's true. You did get two.
I don't know how many you got.
I guessed that one. Oh, okay. I wasn't allowed to guess this one.
Yeah, because you knew. Okay. I woke up with like a massive headache. So
rough.
Yeah. Okay, and then my fifth one. Truth or lie, I stopped the recording right after the Shame on Me song.
No.
And then I started it immediately. But I
oh my god, that's going to be so annoying. Fuck.
I know. The mouse was over top, and I was like, okay, I've got to move the mouse. Oh, so I moved it and clicked it at the same time.
That's the worst.
No, there's just, I wasn't talking at all.
You know that thing that we do, the clap, so that we're all aligned? Or fuck. Janet is now not aligned. And Jimmy's going to have to pick up the pieces.
Yeah, so sorry about that one. Yep. Yeah.
That was good.
My bad. This also means that all of these times are going to be off.
Yeah.
But I think it was only 40 seconds or something.
Oh my god, that's so 40 seconds?
Well, 40 seconds into the recording.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it wasn't dead for 40 seconds.
I was like, I missed something where you said this was a good thing.
No, it was like 40 seconds into the recording, I stopped my recording and then immediately started it again.
Thank God. Oh my God. Yeah, fuck. That would have really fucked me up if you included that on all the other truths and lies.
Yeah.
Is it bad that my microphone's picking up sound when you guys talk?
It'll be fine. We'll figure it out. One thing I need to share.
Okay.
I specifically asked Judd to listen to last week's
Did
episode.
You actually?
So that yeah, okay. So that I would be able to like surprise you.
Yes.
I have not received any
any
word that Judd has listened to last week's episode. Mm-hmm. So great. Mm-hmm. Good for us.
Is there a time constraint on that?
Today.
Today.
Yeah. So that we can get her thoughts.
I asked her on Thursday. But you know what she was doing while I was asking her?
What?
Listening to a podcast.
Shut up.
Yeah.
She distinctly said that when she was done studying for her test that she would start listening.
Yeah.
It actually, on a bright note, it'll be easier for me to listen to the podcast while I drive now because I used to only be able to listen to things through my iPod because I had like an aux cable in my car. And the stereo kind of crapped out.
What do you mean,
out.
iPod?
Yeah, I have an iPod.
It's 2025.
I love iPods. Steven
loves his iPod.
Generation is this?
The newest one.
What? Newest one?
He's bought a new iPod.
Like four years ago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So anyways, I had all like my music collections and everything on there. A big like iTunes guy. Not like buying music, but I just have like a massive music collection. Like,
is it an iPod Touch?
Yeah.
Wow.
So anyways, but it's very hard for me to listen to podcasts in my car because for me to do so, I would need to connect my iPod to the internet. So I'd have to project the Wi-Fi from my phone to my iPod, and then I would have to like aux cable it in and then play it, which, you know, it's fine. It's just kind of annoying.
A lot of steps.
In a hurry.
Annoying when you don't want to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, what about that?
Well,
no, I'm just...
I was driving back from... Bow Valley campground one time and I was listening to the podcast and I was like, this is really nice on longer drives. But anyways, so I have this like Bluetooth adapter thing now that like plugs in my car. So now I can play things from my phone because the stereo had crapped out. So this solves a lot of issues now.
I like that. That's good news for us.
That is good news.
We're going to get an extra like half a cent per week.
True.
Yeah. The monetization. So what you just add like, some kind of service that lets you put like ads
in. Yeah, and the ads just go where they go. They'll be in the middle of a sentence. It'll be it's not even at the beginning of the podcast anymore.
And then we get to choose where the ads go.
But do we want to get sponsored in a way that like people are like overseeing us?
What do you mean by that?
Like, do we want to get bought?
Oh, like by Spotify or something? Yeah. I mean, eventually.
Oh, okay, cool.
Well, you want to make money? Because I want to make money.
Yeah, I want to make money. Yeah.
People get bought by Spotify?
Yeah.
Or Wondery Plus or something.
Yeah. Let's get into it. Let's talk about why we're all here today.
Yeah, let's.
We're gathered here today.
Yes.
To join in holy matrimony.
Yes.
Our lives with Taylor Swift's most recent album.
Yes.
Maybe what we can do first is just go around and share how many times we've listened to the album. Ooh.
Okay.
Because I think that's valuable information.
Yeah.
Okay. Stefan, would you like to start? I assume you might be the one who's listened to it the least.
I've listened to it quite a few times. Nice. So I was listening the full way through, and then like more recently in the last couple of days, I started more like targeting the songs that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got like a top five, top six, but the full album through like 15 times.
Oh shit.
That's good.
This is really good news.
That's good.
This is very good news.
And probably the top like couple songs that I like, probably. I won't specify which one. Okay, I'm just saying how like many times I've listened.
Okay.
Probably pushing like 40.
Yeah. Okay, fuck yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Janet?
Yeah, I've listened to the full album lots.
Yeah.
And I have intentionally not done individual listens.
Okay.
Like, I have not selected songs to listen to. Sometimes I don't get through the full album.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times. Like, a lot.
Yeah.
We listened to it. What I have noticed, maybe this is better for later, the middle of the album, I do not know very well. Because I think I kind of tune out in the middle sometimes, which is why it's the middle of an album.
Yeah.
It really is the truth.
Yeah.
So, when I went to Starbucks this morning, I tried to listen to a few of the middle songs again.
Starbies.
Yeah, like, I don't know how many times, but a lot.
I don't know. I was going to say 20 times.
Yeah.
The entire album all the way through. I definitely have honed in on one song in particular, like, just over and over and over. But, like, I've gone through the album many, many times as well. And I tried to look to see if I could see how many times I have listened to,
just checked on
like,
Spotify.
The minimum.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Number of listens per song, but I'm not able to do that with YouTube Music.
Oh. I don't know how to do that.
That's actually what I have now. I just signed up for YouTube Music like a week.
Look at you, so many updates.
Man, you're the second person this week I've talked to about YouTube Music. Wait, it's coming
time.
Back.
It was time.
All my friends use YouTube Music and have for like a long time. None of them use Spotify.
Wow.
Yeah.
My brother convinced me when we were in Scotland. We were like sitting on the train. And he was like, "Dude, you got to get YouTube Music." And I was like, "No, man, I don't want to like spend $6,000 over my lifetime for this." And he was like, going into all the details and everything. And I was like, "You know what? This is actually going to save me a lot of time, like downloading all these songs and like." Now I can actually listen to music on my phone because I've been an iPod guy.
Yeah.
So it's actually a huge like life upgrade.
Yeah.
And now I can like listen, I can watch like YouTube without being in the app. So I can actually like do things.
Yeah.
Or I can have
which
my
is
phone
probably the best part about it.
Oh, yeah. There's so many good ones. And the no ads is it's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Probably something like 20.
Yeah.
But a lot. We did listen to it when I drove Steph into the airport on last Friday morning. at 4 a.m.
First time we heard this.
Yeah.
We didn't get through the whole thing, but we got through probably 9 or 10 songs. I mean, it's half an hour to get to the airport, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd put like my minimum album listens at like 20.
Yeah.
And then potentially one song I've listened to 100 times. Ooh, mama. What was your first, what's your react? Like, okay. Because I find with Taylor Swift albums, I've got like the first reaction. And then I've got, as I listen to it more and more, things change pretty drastically.
Yep.
What was like?
I have that exact same experience.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if that's been always my experience with Taylor Swift. I don't really remember with Tortured Poets, but I don't think I also was listening like this intentionally.
Yeah.
Like, I think I was more listening to the singles and whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't love it
yeah.
the first time, like it really at all. I even had a pretty unkind thought the first time I was listening. Specifically to Life of a Short Girl, which I actually really like.
What was the unkind thought?
There really is nothing original in the world. That was my thought.
What made you have that thought?
I don't know. There was just something about that song, and I was like, I've heard this song before.
That's so funny.
But I like the song.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Yeah, I didn't really like it the first couple of listens, but it grew on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're definitely... The first couple times listening through, there definitely was like a couple songs that stood out, but I was like, there's nothing like her Karma song or anything like that. Like, I really like that song.
Okay.
But there definitely were some catchy songs, and I was like, okay. And I know it was kind of like, I saw that the world kind of was receiving the album with a mixed bag.
Yeah.
Like, I was seeing a lot of like negative, like, oh, this is the worst Taylor Swift album I've ever heard, blah, blah, blah. So I was trying to not let that, like, you know, harm my own impression of it, but overall quite enjoyed it quite a lot. Like, I'm gonna continue listening to it.
Yeah.
It's the first Taylor Swift album that I've actually done this for, and like like listened to the whole thing. It's always just been like listening
songs.
To singles
yeah.
and like I do have a ton of Taylor Swift music, but it's always just
iPod.
Been like the random singles that I like on the iPod.
The last album that I have fully is 1989.
Nice. Taylor's version.
Well, this would have been... Crazy. I have it on my phone from before that was an issue.
It's okay. She owns the Masters.
Yeah, I know. It's fine now. I'm aware. I listen to the podcast, too. But that was the last album I listened to, like, consistently all the way through.
No, and it's super interesting because I wonder, like, if I listened to 1989 all the way through at when it was released. It's like, I feel, you know...
I must have liked it to put it on my phone at the time.
Taylor's a grower, not a shower.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
And I honestly found, so the first time that I listened to it was very similar to the listening I did last night, where I was like going through and like had my headphones on and was going to make some notes and whatnot.
Right.
I found like a very intentional and not specific or detailed, but like just like critical listening of the album.
Yeah.
The worst way to enjoy the album.
Oh, for sure.
Holy fucking
for
shit.
Sure.
It was awful.
It's
like,
not a fun
not
way
the
to listen.
Album was awful. Just the experience is awful. And like the first time listening to a Taylor Swift album, I'm kind of looking for all of those things that really grow on you.
Right.
As you listen to it more and more. And it's a very dysregulating or discombobulating experience to be like, what am I like? I'm so ungrounded as I'm listening to this. I don't know what I like. I don't know what's coming. I don't know what to expect. Or
that's what makes it so great. Like the first couple times you listen to an album, especially with
you guys are totally opposite. Jimmy's like, I hate this, and Stefan's like, this is fun.
But no, I think I'm on board because like the experience is a trip.
Exactly. And like especially when it's an artist that you already know that you like. Like for me, like when The Weeknd puts out a new album, I'm like,
okay, bye Janet. See you later. Nobody can hear you. Nobody can hear you.
She doesn't like the smell of ketchup. It wasn't ketchup.
Well, whatever sauce situation.
It was
barbecue,
the barbecue
sauce.
Sauce, wasn't it?
Yeah, I just can't handle sauce smells.
Rue's on her way to...
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I just had to.
It's so wild.
But I do actually really enjoy that part about new albums. Like, the first couple times you listen through and you just, like, nothing feels familiar, like...
Yeah.
But then,
yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Especially like, you know, like 5 days in or whatever, you start to hit this like sweet spot, or like a weekend, you're like, man, I really like when this song comes up. I really like when this song comes up.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it's kind of like the peak of the album.
Yeah.
It is like reading a book and you read it again and you're like, man, yo, I can never read that book for the first time again.
Yeah.
And you kind of wish you could.
Yeah.
Even though I would say the first listen for this album was not the best listen, but I see what you're saying.
What were your thoughts? Like, cause, man, what, I think I was just trying to like, again, I was just trying to latch on to something. I remember listening to Opalite and my mama told me you're just dancing through the lightning strikes. I was like, oh, finally we got like, we got some a good lyrical, classic.
Yeah.
Good classic Taylor Swift lyric, and now I'm looking at it and I'm like, I like it.
Yeah,
I like it a lot. But it, you know, I was desperate.
Right. Yes, it's like terminal uniqueness.
Yeah.
I was blessed. I can't remember.
That also was one of the first like lyrics that stood out to me where I was like, okay, I kind of like, that's kind of catchy and kind of cool. There also was a lyric that I really just like really bugs me.
Ooh.
Afflicted by a terminal uniqueness.
Afflicted, thank you.
Yeah, and therefore it kind of makes the song itself like one of my least favorite songs.
Oh,
like,
oh shit.
There's a, yeah, there's a whole like the first few songs, like super like the first four, all in my top. Like,
you're one of the eldest daughters, like cringy people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't really like that one. And actually, there's a whole, like...
Because you're not an eldest daughter.
Friendship.
We're going to talk about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Actually Romantic. Like, those three, I was like, ugh.
The middle of the album, you know?
Do there's you a know what Actually Romantic is about? Do you know the story? No. It's about Charlie... Or it's there's some
apparently
Charlie XCX
about,
stuff.
Yeah.
The whole verse, the whole first verse is
I did
Charlie
listen
XCX.
I had some thoughts about that one today, actually. I was really... Today was the first time I listened... while reading the lyrics to Actually Romantic.
Okay.
So more thoughts. But anyways, share
I need to,
your lyric that you hated and your...
I should watch the lyric video for Actually Romantic. That's kind of where I'm at now, is I'm kind of like watching the music videos.
Yeah.
I'm like watching the lyric videos. But anyways, yeah, so then the album kind of gets like good again. Like I enjoyed Wishlist. I really enjoyed Cancelled, actually.
Oh, mama.
The first like couple times I listened to it, I was like, oh, that's like a, it's like a decent song. But now I'm like, man, that's like... really catchy, like I really like that one. But anyways, yeah, so Eldest Daughter, like I like the song, like it's kind of catchy, but there's this one, like,
oh my god, I'm so excited,
there's lyrics that just like kind of irk me, and basically it goes,
sing it for
everybody's
us.
So punk on the internet, everyone's unbothered till they're not, every joke's just trolling and memes, sad as it seems, apathy is hot, everybody's cutthroat in the comments, every single hot take is cold as ice, when you found me I said I was busy, that was a lie.
And then it's like,
I have been afflicted by a terminal uniqueness, I've been dying just from trying to seem cool.
And the specific lyric is like, you know, the last time I laughed this hard was on the trampoline in somebody's backyard.
Yeah.
I must have been about 8 or 9. That was the night I fell off and broke my arm. Like, I was expecting spine.
Oh!
It just, like, it doesn't rhyme, and it just, like, irks me so much. I'm like, I can't.
No,
that's so funny.
I fell off and broke my arm.
That's so funny.
So that's the part in the album where I'm like, no.
I love that. It just adds a little bit too much friction where you're like, this is not,
can
I can't.
I need you to take a picture of Jimmy right now. Can you take a picture of him? Just like this with the setup of the notes and everything. Like, we need this.
And me with Rui.
And me with Rui and not prepared at all.
These are my eldest daughter notes.
My god, see, this is the thing, I think I am the least familiar with Cancelled, Wishlist, and Honey.
Okay,
those are the three that I'm the
least... I thought you would like,
not
that
I dislike, but I'm just like the least familiar.
I expected
with
you to really like Wishlist
and maybe Wood too. I feel like by that time point, you're listening through,
unfamiliar with Wood.
I understand the premise.
but you're unfamiliar with wood.
With Travis Kelce's wood.
Oh, well, redwood, obviously.
Yeah. I think maybe just by that time in the album, I've just kind of tuned out some of the
I think
time
that makes
through.
A lot of sense.
And then by the time Life of a Showgirl comes, I'm back in.
I would say Honey is the one that like is lost on me a little bit.
Yeah.
Just from like the timing. But then once I like, if I'm conscious while I'm listening to Honey, I'm like, yeah, this is sweet. There's again, like Honey just like has one of like those things. I don't have a lot of notes about Honey, mm-hmm. but there's definitely some Taylor Swift life story stuff in there in the bridge where it goes through like, I assume Maddie, then Joe, and then Travis about like the different ways that they use it. And she was saying, I don't know if you guys listened to like her little behind the scenes thing for every song.
Nope.
But she was talking about how, and I don't, maybe you got this just from the song itself, but like how Honey is about like how those old wounds get healed and can be healed, and you know what was an old wound can be completely different once you know these. Maddie would call her Honey when he was like high and looking for some nudes.
Right.
Joe would call her Lovely because like British people just say lovely. And right. It's like, oh no, that's just what we say and blah, blah, blah. But then Travis has like this, your computer, Travis just has like this genuine love behind the words too. And that's nice. What do I have? There's I don't know if you would call it a pre, maybe it's
Should
just
the
chorus. But you touch my face, redefine all those blues when you say honey. That's
cute.
The way that she sings it also kind of makes my face melt a little bit as well.
Okay, should we start? Okay, yeah. I have some feedback from other people maybe before we go through.
Oh my
the
God,
album.
I think that is worthwhile to do because people are crazy, man.
Yeah.
Before we do that and get kind of like a tinted perspective, let's all share like our top five in order.
Okay.
Really? That's how you want to do it?
Well, this will. Because this will make.
Well, this is just Jeremy and Caitlin's perspective.
Oh.
That's all.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the zeitgeist.
Oh, not the zeitgeist.
Because I'm in on the zeitgeist.
Yeah, we need to get into the zeitgeist.
And the
but
zeitgeist
you're right.
Is
I think the zeitgeist
wild.
Can... Yeah. No, I'm just talking about Jeremy and Caitlin. No, you don't.
No, that's
hear?
Fine. I was gonna say one of the things that makes this a Taylor Swift album for me is that there is something in each of these songs that I actually like, love, and adore. We got a jokester over here. We got a showgirl. But like on that first listen through, hey, you know, it's tough to really latch onto anything or have anything like speak to me.
Yeah.
But then as I'm like going through it over and over again, there's always something in one song where I'm like, oh, I didn't really love Ruin the Friendship. But then like that last verse or that last chorus of it really pulls me in. And so listening to that song just to get to that spot, you know, I've got a favorite moment. And so even just like ranking the songs
is not your favorite thing to do.
It's a little bit difficult to do because I tried to write down on all of the things like what is my favorite part or like what makes this song my favorite kind of thing. But there are definitely songs that I listen to a lot.
Yeah. So maybe it's not ranking, more just like top, the ones that have really latched on.
Yeah.
I don't think it needs to be in any particular order.
I think that's fair. You got yours?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you want to go, Stefan?
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like super sandstone in it. And like I was saying earlier, the canceled song, like it wasn't really in my top five, but like I really like it. It's really catchy.
Oh mama. That last chorus just fucks.
That I like my friends canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like your girlfriend getting canceled. Yeah, it's good. All so the strings and everything. One, fuck yeah.
So that one's like, I don't know. There's like, there's three that, well, even four that like really stand out to me. And that'd be canceled. You know, The Fate of Ophelia. I think everyone kind of likes that one.
Mama Mia.
Yeah.
Mama fucking Mia.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Taylor is super catchy. Yeah. Elizabeth Taylor. Also really enjoyed Father Figure. It's just like kind of like unique and how she's just like taking on this perspective.
She is daddy.
Yeah, it's a very interesting take. It's a very interesting take, and it's just like it's quite catchy. And then of course Opalite's pretty like nice to listen to, and then The Life of a Showgirl is also a perfect way to end it.
Yeah,
it is the album, just really nice, like easy listening. Fun. Yeah, but yeah, Cancelled might be my number one.
Wow,
I really like Elizabeth Taylor. Yeah, Father Figure is super nice. Fate of Ophelia. That's the first one stood out. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I should be more prepared than I am for this. Do you want me to go next?
I'm honestly like echoing the same thing.
Yeah.
Like the song. I guess I'm looking at it more as like, what songs, when they come up just like on their own, if they just came up in a playlist, would I be like, would I be fucking jazzed about?
Okay, I like that.
And I think that's like a little unfair to something like Eldest Daughter or Ruin the Friendship, where they're not those like pop anthems. But you know, I like what I like as well. So like same thing. Fate of Ophelia is the one I've probably listened to 100 times. I cannot stop listening to it.
Yeah.
I really like Elizabeth Taylor, Father Figure, Opalite, Cancelled, Wood, Actually Romantic, Wishlist. I really like Wishlist as well.
Surprisingly,
I was feeling Wishlist a little bit more recently.
Surprisingly fun, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like yesterday we were listening to it a bit. It was on, and I was like, oh, yeah, this one is fun.
It's got some interesting lyrics, like dreaming about the basketball hoop and like having a whole neighborhood look like you. It's kind of interesting.
Which the critics, I've seen one person say that Taylor Swift is serving up the conservative agenda on a silver platter because she is like doing the trad wife thing, and she wants to live in a neighborhood that looks exactly like her and her fiance's babies, who are going to be white. And so she wants to live in an all white neighborhood.
I'm going to guess that's not what she meant, but you know,
we lost the fucking plot, man. We lost the fucking plot.
If that's what we're worried about.
I don't think she leans that way, really. No. I don't know. That's a bit of a stretch.
Anyways.
But then also on the other side of that spectrum, like the Father Figure song is very like different. Like a hardcore conservative would not be, or a traditional type wife would not be singing about like being the father. Like,
yeah. And honestly, that's a good thing to mention right now, is what I found through a lot of the songs is like this like father figure mentor dynamic comes through a lot of the songs. And I think once we get into specific tracks,
interesting,
even like The Life of a Showgirl, that really comes up, and that like might be a thesis throughout the entire album.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I would echo a lot of, I would say I'm probably not as familiar with Cancelled. But yeah, Fate of Ophelia. Oh, I'm all about to play some songs. Fate of Ophelia, I mean, amazing, great song. There's a reason it's the first one on the album.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Taylor, surprisingly, I really like.
Elizabeth,
I think the
Taylor.
First time I listened, I was like, and then.
Do you think it's forever?
And kind of the same as with Opalite. I think I actually didn't really like it the first few times, and now I'm starting to like it more and more.
Yeah.
I really like Life of a Showgirl.
Yeah.
It's very fun. I really like Sabrina Carpenter's first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Verse or whatever you call
really
it.
Catchy.
I really like that first verse that she sings.
Is super catchy.
Very catchy. I don't necessarily like the like tune or rhythm or whatever of Ruin the Friendship, but it's a fun song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is You Belong With Me. And not as good, in my personal opinion. But that is the song.
It's about the same guy.
Is it about the same
guy? It's about the same guy.
Oh, okay, that makes me feel good because I listened to it. I wrote that note today, this morning.
And he's dead.
Damn.
Like he did off himself.
Damn.
Yeah.
But I literally wrote, it's You Belong With Me, But Worse. Which is more a preference thing. Like, You Belong With Me is way more my...
Yeah, saying that something's worse than something that's really good is kind of...
Yeah, what the fuck, Janet? Oh, yeah, good take. Every hot take is cold as ice.
Literally worse than an amazing song. Just a fantastic...
She actually mentioned on Jimmy Fallon that I think it was an Opalite. I forget what the riff is, but I think it's Opalite, that she had the same feeling of, maybe it was, okay, give me 2 seconds. Oh, it was
so many notes.
It was the fate. Shut up. It was the fate of Ophelia. She had the same feeling coming up with the Dreaming Of riff, which I can't remember. You've Been Dreaming of the Fate of Ophelia.
Oh, yeah.
As the riff of You Belong With Me.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It was a rush.
Cute.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. I am glad I picked up on the fact that it was about the same guy, because that's
Yeah,
cute.
She's got You Belong With Me and also Forever Winter are about the same person.
Okay. But that's probably from Midnights or something.
Red.
Red, yeah. Yep. A couple of those albums I'm not as familiar with.
Yep. And I didn't really know Forever Winter at all before.
I don't think I've ever
And heard. That was coming from like people mentioning it. But like Ruin the Friendship kind of made me crash out a little bit. Because I didn't, maybe we'll get into it, but I didn't understand why the fuck it was there for a very long time.
In the album.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did feel
like, why are we actually, like, this guy didn't die during the Eras tour. He died in like 2010.
Right. So why are we singing about
it? Why are we singing about this?
I did have that thought, like, this whole, trying to be with someone you're friends with, this is old. Like, whether it's, and I didn't know it was about the same guy, but regardless, I'm like, she's been in extremely long-term relationships for the last how many years? So this cannot be a new experience regardless.
Yeah.
It's like, we know that's not her and Travis's story.
That's the thing, right? So you could really shoehorn it and it's like, oh yeah, me and Travis are starting to date and well maybe we'd be better off. And like that doesn't feel good.
This is saying.
And maybe it was like a reflection on Maddie Healy, whereas like they were like this situationship, or I don't even know like what their romantic history was like before she ended
things. But the vibe was very much like someone you knew when you were younger. That was at least the way she told the story.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we'll get into it.
Yeah, I had that thought too. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Yeah, that's my thoughts right now.
One thing I want to say before we get into... When's your heart out?
When do you have to leave your heart out? 1:30?
Yeah, I've got a good like half hour.
Okay. One thing... before we get into like going through some tracks and whatnot, is that like a lot of like really negative feedback that I've seen is just like, oh, this is Taylor's worst album. Looks like her career is finally over. All of the lyrics are so shallow and bad, and it's just bad songwriting. And I'm like, it's one thing to not enjoy it. And it's honestly a little devastating to not enjoy something that a lot of people enjoy and don't have a lot of trouble enjoying. But when it comes to the whole like, oh, it's just bad lyrics and bad songwriting, I understand how the lyrics are different, especially than like Tortured Poets and Folklore and Evermore. But goddamn, it's still a fucking Taylor Swift album.
Yeah, well, and she like, I remember her saying on the New Heights podcast, like, that this one was a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Like, she pretty much said, like, it was a lot lighter.
Yeah.
Like, she was like, I'm in a good place. It's a much more, like, light album. Like, it's not about all the deep shit that some of the other ones are about, because that's just not where I'm really at.
No.
I'm in love. I'm a billionaire. I'm fucking happy.
Yeah.
That's kind of the vibe.
It is a good album. Yeah.
I'm just pulling up all the lyrics, so I have them in front of me for when we... Nice. On that note, there's a creator. I don't follow him, but some of his stuff was coming up for me. I think his name is Chris Olsen. Yeah, Chris Olsen. Yeah. And he has some skits around the albums, and it's just him being the different albums, and they're all in a conversation. They're very funny. And one of them was like him as Life of a Showgirl being like, oh my God, everyone hates me. Like, it's horrible. And then all the other albums being like, it's going to pass. Like, it's fine. Talk to Tortured Poets. And then Tortured Poets comes on and is like, no, it's still too fresh. I can't talk about it. And then they're like, no, everyone loves you now. And then Tortured Poets is like, oh yeah, that's right. Everyone does love me now. Like, it's yeah. very funny. And then like he does it where the debut album is like around the corner yelling really loud, auto-tuned in a country accent, being like, is there something going on in there? Am I invited? It's like very funny.
That's cute.
But I was like, that is right. Everyone yeah. does kind of hate her albums when they first come out.
Oh,
or
yeah.
there's a lot of negative. And then it's
very
fine.
High expectations.
A lot of high expectations.
As there should be.
And a lot of just critical listening, which is, like you said, it's just the least fun way to consume any content.
Honestly, it
is. Like looking for.
Yeah.
It's like watching a movie with someone who's just tearing apart the movie the whole time.
Or even just trying to, like, not even tearing apart in like a purposefully negative way, but like, I'm going to look through all of the plot structure and I'm going to make
yes.
sure that this is the best written movie. And I just think, like, there's so much weird takes around creative processes right now where it's like everybody wants like a perfect 4-season TV show to be perfectly planned out from
yep.
the pilot to the finale.
They know when they're going to end so they can make the story. And it's
yeah.
like, that's not actually how it
that's
works.
That's not how any story building
like,
ever rarely works, right?
A TV show like Schitt's Creek is an example of one that ended when they wanted to end
yeah.
versus when they had to end.
Yeah.
That very rarely happens.
Yeah.
Most TV shows, they're like, well, we can go longer, so we are going to. And then they kind of, not ruin it, but you know.
Yeah.
Or they get canceled.
Yeah.
And then they have to end it in a way that's yeah. unsatisfying.
Yeah.
There's very few times where they're like, this is our arc, and we're
yeah.
happy with it, and we got to do it.
Yeah.
Like, that just doesn't happen.
And especially with, like, creating this album, where it's like, oh, everything, like, people are almost, like, looking for Easter eggs to connect every
oh
single thing.
Oh, my God.
All the fucking time. And that's just not...
It
what,
is exhausting.
That's not the whole fucking purpose of this fucking
Ugh.
Thing. In a lot of interviews, Taylor's like, the purpose of an artist, the purpose of an entertainer is to be a mirror. And like, you see whatever you see. And
yeah.
you see whatever like reflects back at you. It's and like I think that really ties into the whole showgirl thing. Because when she's talking about being a showgirl, she sees the showgirl, the outer character of a showgirl
mm-hmm.
as like this character who's like flirty and fun. Tying it back to Elizabeth Taylor, she always talks about how like Elizabeth Taylor was like one of the biggest stars
mm-hmm.
during her time and was under like the same level of scrutiny and all of those kinds of things, but was able to like handle all of that pressure and scrutiny with humor. And people are like, oh, and you know, Taylor's mentioned like there's some satire in the album, and yeah, but it's also an homage to the showgirl. And people are like, how can these things exist at the
same time?
And like that's and Taylor like literally talks about like how the showgirl is like a little mischievous and a little flirty and a little fun. And so a lot of that has been like
people are dynamic
with me,
you know.
For the Elizabeth Taylor song, like, did you guys get the vibe that it's kind of like negative towards Elizabeth Taylor? Like, if Elizabeth Taylor was going to listen to it, she'd be like, oh, like, why am I getting kind of attacked here? Like, why am I,
Ooh.
Why am, like, New York's the only place that doesn't hate you kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
There's some very, I don't know if that's really attacking or just kind of like, she's trying to like take a perspective of like, this is how society sees
yeah.
Elizabeth Taylor, but it was very much like, no, it's kind of interesting. Like, I really would be curious what Elizabeth Taylor would think of that song.
That's interesting. The way I hear it is like Taylor is shouting out or like crying out to the spirit of Elizabeth Taylor. And sometimes I also think that Elizabeth Taylor is like possessing her a little bit throughout the song too, where Elizabeth Taylor and Taylor Swift are kind of like they share the same level of
yeah.
fame.
I think it's more her talking to her and being like, this is a lot of the shit people are saying. And this is the shit people said about you.
Yeah.
Like, is this... Yeah. That's what I feel like.
But Taylor Swift has said herself in the Apple Music video or interview, she's not the art police.
Right.
She has no problem with the subjective experience of art and people's takes on her art. And one thing that I really loved what she said, let's see, where is it? I have a lot of respect for people's subjective opinions on art. I'm not the art police. An album is a wild way to look at yourself and your life. And I have such an eye on legacy. I know what I made. I know I adore it. And that feels like a pretty nice place to end our first episode of coverage for TS12, The Life of a Showgirl. We will be back in your feeds on Wednesday and Thursday with our second and third hour of coverage. And until then, I will leave you with the advice. My advice is always to listen to Shame on Me. Better that than to regret not listening to Shame on Me.